Good morning, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are here today. It's a special blessing for David and I because we've got both our mothers here with us today, my mom, and we're so thankful that the Lord has seen fit to leave her here with us for a while. And then also David's mom is here this morning from Grand Junction. And it's about a gazillion times better than last Mother's Day. And we just are so thankful that joy comes in the morning. I want to give a quick little testimony here. As most of you know, Lauren was injured in an accident 16 months ago. She was standing on a street corner waiting to cross the street to go to paramedic school, and there was a car accident that happened in the intersection in front of her, and a car veered off and hit her and two other fellow students. All three of them were critically injured, and Lauren was the most severely injured of the three. Lauren was in the critical care unit at the hospital for 7 weeks. 5 of those weeks she was in a coma, and then she spent a total of almost 6 months in various hospitals until we were able to bring her home on July 3rd. Since then, she has in-home therapy every day, and she had multiple injuries throughout her body, but the greatest injury that's affected her the most has been a traumatic brain injury. And because of that, Lauren's had to relearn to do everything over again. So she's learned to walk and to talk and everything. But she's such a blessing in our lives, and she is so full of the joy of the Lord. And the joy just exudes in our home. And the song that we're going to sing this morning actually is a testimony of all of ours. And each and every one of us here today are going to have situations in our life that are going to push us out of measure. We're not the only family that's gone through a hard time. And there are situations that we all face that we feel like there's just no way that we can go through them. And there isn't. And I don't know how people go through things without the Lord. And the song that we're going to sing, it talks about that the Lord is our strength and our joy and our hope. And that's what we found when you're in a situation. It is the Lord that brings joy when you can't understand why you'd have joy, and there's joy and there's peace. And it's his word that brings these things. I want to read two verses. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." We hope that this song is a blessing to all of you this morning.
In Christ alone will I glory, though I could pride myself in battles won. For I've been blessed beyond measure, strength alone I overcome. Oh, I could stop and count successes like diamonds in my hand, but those trophies could not equal to the grace by which I stand. Christ alone, I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope. rest alone.
In Christ alone will I glory, for only by his grace I am redeemed. And only his tender mercy could reach beyond my weakness to my need. Now I could seek no greater honor than just to know him more, and to count my gains but losses to the glory of the Lord.
In Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope, is Christ alone. Christ alone I place my trust and find my glory in the power of the cross. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope, is Christ alone. In every victory, let it be said of me, my source of strength, my source of hope, is Christ alone.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Everyone, please join us.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me